Yo, mic check 1212. What's going on, family? It's your boy, man. Y'all know who it is. Tapped into the Low End Theory season 2. I'm gonna keep it a bean with y'all, man. I'm probably not even gonna do these episode numbers, man. That's just how I be feeling when it comes time to do these episodes, man. These podcast episodes. I'd be so geeked up and tapped in. And so focused, man, on just making sure that these episodes is quality. I could probably care less about what episode it is. But nonetheless, man, obviously this is episode 2. And I'm just gonna keep on running down until I get tired of this season, and then we start up season 3 for real. But hopefully everybody's quarantine is going by as coolly and as swiftly as possible, man. And everybody's taking the necessary precautions to make sure that they're safe, make sure their loved ones are safe, making sure mom dukes and pops, aunties, uncles, grandpaps, grandmoms, everybody is good, healthy. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's practicing social distancing. I dig. It can be a little bit of a drag. It can be some whack ass shit. You know what I'm saying? Niggas really can't pull up on the homies. You can't really tap in. You know what I'm saying? With homegirl across town that you've been trying to get at or whatever. Trust me, bro. It's not worth it. Lay low. Stay in the crib. Get yourself some ice cream. You know what I'm saying? Get yourself some, you know what I'm saying? Some food, some comfort food. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully it ain't deep fried. So, you know what I'm saying? You ain't going to be in the crib with the bubble guts. Just making sure everybody is, you know, is just tapped in, man, taking necessary precautions. I've been seeing some crazy shit all up and down my timeline the last few days, man. So hopefully, I'm going to give my listeners credit for not being stupid and as outlandish and as utterly ridiculous as I've seen some of these damn posts be, man. Like, you know what I mean? All kind of nut-ass shit. Like, people licking lollipops and passing them on, you know what I'm saying? And the Trilla Challenge and then, you know, just like all kind of crazy stuff. People licking items on grocery store shelves and putting them back. I mean, it's crazy, man. People will do anything for likes, recognition. That's just the time we live in. But hopefully, you know, anybody listening to the Low End Theory ain't that silly and ain't that dumb. It's going to do some dumb shit like that. But anyway, man, I digress. Hopefully your quarantine has been going by smooth. You know what I mean? You've been laying low, getting some much necessary rest. You know what I mean? Tapping in with the culture, seeing what's going on, absorbing some of these new vibes, these new tunes coming out, man. I know damn sure I have. And with that said, man, this episode, we're going to be talking about my man Party Next Door. Just dropped a new joint, Party Mobile. That shit has been going crazy. But surprisingly, and I hope I don't sound like I'm screaming into the mic on some Meek Mill shit. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Meek, though. You know what I'm saying? That's my dog. I don't know him personally, but, you know, whatever. Yeah, man, I've been seeing some mixed reviews about Party Mobile, man. You know what I mean? So I'm going to preface this episode with addressing some of the things that I've seen. Like, you know what I mean? I've definitely seen people say that it's, you know, not his best work. I've been seeing people say that, it's about mid, it's Bush, it's this, it's that. Me personally, and since this is the Low End Theory, and since this is, you know, my shit, my show, I'm definitely going, you know, go out on a limb and say I thought it was dope. You know what I mean? I definitely thought it was dope, especially considering that it's so much whack-ass R&B, specifically R&B. You know what I mean? It's so much ambiguous R&B. It's very little artists that can honestly and surely say, you know what I'm saying, that they're produce, what their product is. You know what I'm saying? What they produce is uncategorically you know what I'm saying? It's a part of a genre. It's not genre bending. It's not alternative. You know what I mean? In my judgment, you know what I'm saying? Party Next Door produces R&B music. It's not like, you know, in the vein of The Weeknd, where you can kind of say it's pop. You can kind of say it's like top 40. You know what I mean? It's geared towards a little bit more of an electronic sort of, you know what I mean, sort of vibe. Or an alternative vibe. You know what I'm saying? It may not even be, you know, top 40 or pop. But it's, you know, I can definitely say without argument that, you know what I mean, it's definitely pop music. Just speaking about The Weeknd. But to get back to Party, not to deviate, definitely want to stick with Party Next Door. Yo, my dog is producing quality R&B music, and not too many male artists can say the exact same thing. I know definitely Ari has the game on lock. SZA has the game on lock. Her has the game on lock. You know what I mean? Just speaking about, you know, R&B. There's very few male artists that I can say that, you know what I mean, have the profile that Party has that, you know what I mean, are producing strictly R&B. Might make a case for Bryson, might make a case for Lucky Day, might make a case for Brent Faiyaz, of course, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like those profiles are a little bit lower than what my man Party is producing. So, you know what I'm saying? And if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. You know what I mean? If that opinion is, you know what I'm saying, unpopular, that's cool. I'm not opposed to being the unpopular nigga at the, you know what I'm saying, at the behest of my own judgment. You feel me? You might want to write that down, behest. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's a dope little SAT word that niggas might, you know what I'm saying? That might go overlooked every now and then. You feel me? But, yeah, man, party next door. I've seen people say that, you know, the first half of the album was preferable to the second half of the album, and then vice versa. I've heard people say that the second half of the album is preferable to the first half. Just taking a step back and just, you know, absorbing the entire body of work, what would I say? Man, I think it's a quality, sonically arranged album, you know what I mean, from top to bottom. It's certain records that I heard out of sequence that made so much more sense when it was a part of the entire track list. So the album credits, in terms of, you know, writers, of course, you know, Party writes his own music, produces the majority of his own music as well. I don't know too many artists in general that can say that, you know what I mean, that they produce the majority of their music top to bottom. So that automatically puts him in a different, you know, artistic realm, especially, you know, from my judgment. That means, you know, you're the executive producer of your own project. You know what I'm saying? Not only the executive producer, but the physical producer of your own quality project. So, you know, that automatically as an artist puts you in a different tax bracket, from my judgment. You feel what I'm saying? So just speaking about the track list, you know what I mean? There were certain records that I heard out of sequence of the album that I was like, I might be able to rock with it. I might be able to fuck with it, but I gotta hear the whole album. And once I heard the entire album, it made so much more sense. And that's what I mean. Like, you know what I mean? That type of vision and that type of productivity, not singularly based on song by song by song, but you're literally trying to put together an entire sonic experience for your, you know what I'm saying, for people who patronize your business. And that's real shit. That's dope shit to me. Perfect example is when I first heard The News. Wasn't the biggest fan of The News. Wasn't the biggest fan of The News, which is track number 3 out of the 15 records that he gave up. Tracks like I definitely fucked with Loyal, you know what I mean, even though you know what I mean, probably not the realest, you know what I mean, subject matter. I mean, you know what I'm saying, in terms of, you know what I'm saying, a man talking about his best friend is ambiguous, you know what I'm saying. He could be talking about a chick, could be talking about his homeboy, whatever the case is. I dug the record. I dug it, you know what I'm saying, I was feeling that shit. But once I heard Loyal, and he has it listed as track number 8, track number 5, once I heard it consolidated with the rest of the records, it just made so much more sense to me. It made so much more sense. It was some sleepers, definitely some sleepers I should have known better once I seen that Rihanna was featured on Believe It. Man, that might be my favorite record on the album. But yeah, let's go through it, man. Let's talk nonetheless all the way through Loyal. The Loyal remix, you know what I'm saying, with Bad Bunny and Aubrey on it. Turn Up is the second record. I would say, you know, Nothing Less, but I want to say that Nothing Less is sort of like a skit sort of record. Had a lot of like eclectic like colors on that first record. Definitely something that I can get into just if I want to set the mood, like, you know what I'm saying, if I'm inviting whomever over, or if I'm just like chilling in the crib dolo, you know what I'm saying, and got a little herb, and you know what I'm saying, I got my whiskey with me and I'm about to just catch a vibe. Definitely something that I would let play from 000 all the way to 328. Turn up, which is the second record on the album. Definitely, oh my god, like, yo, and not, I don't want to seem like a nut hugger, but I get so geeked up when I hear like music that resonates with me, you know what I'm saying. When something resonates with me, the shit is like a catalyst for all other things that it's like it gets me motivated to do all the other things that I have to do throughout the day or throughout the week or the month. So, you know, having that be a soundtrack to a lot of the shit that I go through is, you know what I mean? It strikes a chord with me. And Turn Up is one of those records that I feel like, away from the hardcore hip hop shit that I really be into. And y'all gotta excuse that. I live in DC, so if y'all can hear, like, you know, low flying choppers and shit, y'all gotta excuse that. You know what I'm saying? It's getting real out here. This coronavirus is not playing no games with none of you niggas. Yeah, man. Let's talk about that shit. Turn Up. As a writer, let's talk about the writing of the record. Just as a writer, yo. That album, I mean, that record is like, yo, on some real shit. Like, turn the fuck up. And he said it in a way that was on some chill shit that, you know what I'm saying? If you chilling with a chick and y'all low key and just kicking it on some cool shit, y'all can turn up and it just be the two of y'all and y'all be good. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's the vibes that I got from the record. And that's one of them joints that when I heard it the first time, I just like ran it back like three times. Like, just play that shit. Don't touch that shit. Don't touch that shit. Just play that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the joints you probably gonna get your knuckles smacked for trying to skip on that shit. Fire ass record, loved it. The News is the next record up after Turn Up. Again, real slow and somber, but the first four tracks of this album, Nothing Less, Turn Up, The News, and Split Decision. And I know I'm speeding up on y'all. Y'all just gotta bear with me, right? Each four of those records, I felt like gave me a different sonic feel. And you know, I'm not too sure of how artists go into a booth and they say, okay, if I want to create a sonic experience for people, how do I go about track listing so that people aren't fed up by the time they get to five? You know what I'm saying? Which is primarily if you're putting out a 10 to 15 track album, you about a third of the way in, you know, obviously, you know what I'm saying? Or two thirds. It depends on how long your track list is, right? So how many different fields can I serve my audience and it not lose their interest? You know what I'm saying? It's with as little skips as possible. So I say that to say, yo, I got so many different fields within the first four records that it kept my attention. And each of the records were amazingly produced and even more so amazingly written. And so, you know, four records in, all the way through Loyal, even Loyal, I'm like, oh shit, like, you know what I mean? Which goes back to my original point. It makes so much more sense in the grand scheme of the track listing. You know what I'm saying? That each of these fields are so categorically different from each other, but each of them are bangers. Like, you know what I'm saying? At least in my judgment. Right after Loyal, we got Touch Me, which is fucking crazy. Like, yo, and Touch Me is one of those like soca. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my Caribbean peoples. You know what I'm saying? That record is soca all the way. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can definitely catch wines to that joint and be on some chill shit. You can, you know what I'm saying? You can just chill, wake up in the morning, and on your commute to work, just put on Touch Me. You know what I'm saying? And by noon, you'll be ready to text shorty who been igging your text for however long. You know what I'm saying? Who been curbing your text for however. You know what I'm saying? You put on Touch Me, you might just send her a quick yo. You know what I'm saying? And run the risk of playing yourself. Because that's the feel that I got from that record. You know what I'm saying? Touch Me is fucking crazy. Trauma. Wasn't the biggest fan of that in terms of the music. But definitely in terms of the writing on that shit. You know what I'm saying? Definitely the songwriting. Because I feel like, yo, and just a quick side note, man. I feel like R&B is so much more dependent on the lyricism of the record, so much more than even hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Because I mean, let's take the last 10 years for example, right? The last 10 years, bruh, I feel like a lot of like hits, a lot of niggas ain't been really saying shit. You know what I'm saying? Aside from, you know, obviously Kendrick, obviously Cole, obviously Sean, Wale, you know what I'm saying? It's a few like artists that really, you know what I'm saying, make it a point for their pen game to be supreme. You feel what I'm saying? But in R&B, yo, what you're talking about has to be so steeped in the feel of the record that you can't just put any words on songs, you know what I'm saying, that you're trying to sing and think that the shit is gonna move. Like, it's not gonna work like that. You feel what I'm saying? So that being the case, I feel like Party is one of the best songwriters just in terms of the feel, like the feel of the record and putting words to the sonic canvas that he's trying to paint on. You feel what I'm saying? And that shit makes for an amazing experience when I hear it. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I cannot be a fan of the music in particular, but I can definitely be a fan of his craftsmanship in terms of just putting together a song that's going to resonate. You know what I mean? So yeah, Trauma, not the biggest fan of the song, but the song writing, yo, stop playing, yo. That shit is fucking, it's fire. I'm gonna skip a few, showing you an eye on it. Partially because those records just probably didn't resonate with me that strongly, but I'm sure that, you know what I'm saying, if I were to just like let the album just play through, that those shits would, yeah, I'd be like, yeah, I'm not mad at that. I'm not, you know what I'm saying, I'm not mad at that at all. That shit is fire. Stop playing games. Believe It, that shit with Re on it. Yo, seriously, bruh, stop the games, yo. And all Reed did was really just add background vocals to that shit, and it sounded fucking crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fan of harmonies. I'm a fan of, you know what I'm saying, partially because, you know what I'm saying, I came up and you really couldn't sing if you couldn't harmonize with nothing. I mean, I feel you hitting a note. You can hit a note all day. You know what I'm saying? But that's going to separate the singers from who's really out here singing. Like, you know what I'm saying? But Rhea is doing her thing on that shit. And she just added background vocals. I feel like this shit sounded amazing. I feel like, you know what I'm saying, that's all she needed to do for that song to hit the way that it did. So shout out to Rhea with that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Rhea bodied that. And, you know what I'm saying? And that aside, you know what I'm saying, Party bodied that shit. You know what I'm saying? Party bodies that shit. That's another one of those records that I put on. And I just let that shit just play over and over and over again. Probably, I would say that Believe It is my favorite joint on this whole album. Aside from Loyal and Turn Up, definitely Believe It was one of those joints that I feel like, you know, should get a billion streams. Like, you know what I mean? If you're not feeling that record, then you tripping. Your hands are cut off or some shit, or your fingertips is burnt or some shit. If you're not feeling that shit, you smoking hella dope. For real. Never Again, I understand why he would put that record on there. You know what I'm saying? Because yeah, man, people go through heartache, and what better vibes, you know, to catch than, you know, that somber joint that's gonna make you feel some kind of way when you hear it. You know what I'm saying? That shit has to match a vibe that you feel. Like, that's a heartache type record. Like, you know what I'm saying? Shorty who've been playing games with your emotions, or, you know what I'm saying, that cat that been playing games with your emotions for, you know, however long. You know what I mean? Sometimes you gotta feel that. You gotta feel like that. And the soundtrack to that might be, you know, Never Again. I dig it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm definitely here for the Catch Wines, for the party vibes, you know what I'm saying, for the low-key turn-up vibes. You know what I'm saying? Like what was presented to me on PGT right after Never Again. Another Day. You know what I mean? That's just him getting some lyrics off. I feel like that was like a quick little lyrical exercise for my man, for real. Savage Anthem is one of those joints that I've been hearing a lot of people talk about. Not necessarily one of my favorites, but still, like, you know what I'm saying? It's a vibe again. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's an entire vibe. Like, I feel like he was experimenting with some songwriting on Savage Anthem. Like, that was one of those somber type laid back beats, like melancholic type of beats that he's like trying to turn into, like, you know what I'm saying, like that shit, like the, you know what I'm saying, that you run around like, yo, fuck it, I'm about to get turned up tonight, or yo, fuck Shorty's text tonight, or, you know what I'm saying, fuck that nigga that, you know what I'm saying, they've been holding you down or however long, like, you know what I'm saying, tonight I'ma just, yo, I'm a savage tonight, like, you know what I'm saying? And he put that to a record that would probably have you reminiscing, like, yo, should I really do that shit? Like, you know what I mean? That was one of them type records. And I understand it. So I was definitely feeling it. All in all, I would say if I'm gonna give this, you know, this entire album like a 1 through 10 rating, maybe I should start doing that shit, right? I should definitely start giving these albums like 1 through 10 ratings and shit. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man, I would definitely give this album a solid like 8, solid 8.5. Maybe 8, maybe not 8.5. I would definitely give it an 8 out of 10. Which is passing with flying colors, like, you know what I'm saying? So Party definitely does his thing on this. Definitely a huge fan, been a fan for a while. You know what I mean? I remember first getting put on the party, and I want to say like 2013, maybe 2014. And ever since then, man, I've gotten nothing but like quality bodies of work from him. And he's not one of those artists that puts out records like all the time. Which is another thing that I can appreciate from R&B artists, because they don't regularly like produce like bodies of work like all the time, like some of these rap niggas do, which makes me appreciate and sit with the project a little bit more, because it'll be like time capsule-ish. It'll take me back to a time, like, you know what I mean, when I first heard the shit. And that's what I feel like artists should be making music for. Like, if you're not making art that's gonna stand the test of time, then what are you making art for? Like, you know what I'm saying? You kind of like just in the way. So that being the case, man, yeah, definitely gonna give that a solid 8 out of 10. And yeah, I'm gonna stick with that. Definitely gonna stick with that. I kind of want to get into this Alchemist and Conway shit, because that shit is fucking crazy. But I almost feel like it should have its own episode. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Conway and Alchemist should have their own shit. It's a quick album. So, yeah, bruh. It's probably like, what, seven records on that shit? Seven records on that shit? I probably should just do it, its own podcast. You know what I'm saying? Its own episode. So you know what? That's what we gonna do. Tune in the next time. I'm definitely gonna give y'all my thoughts on that Lulu joint, which is the Alchemist and Conway from Griselda. Definitely tap in with me next time, man. I'm gonna have some dope shit for y'all to digest on that next episode. Cause y'all know I like to keep my podcast episodes real short, sweet, to the point. Give y'all my thoughts, my reactions, how I feel about the shit. Let me know if y'all feel the same. Until then, hit me up on Twitter, hit me up on Instagram at StayFreshJF. No funny spelling, no big wild spelling, StayFreshJF. That's on all my shit. Go ahead and like, share, subscribe this episode. And until I tap in with y'all next week, which is coming at you faster than you might know it. Until then, man, get at me. Let me know what y'all think. Support the vibes. Y'all know what's happening. Until then, love, love, life. I'm going to check in with y'all soon. Peace.